seemed as if a sacred silence had descended for a while. The music stood still, and her beautiful harp stood silently in the corner of her room, as it is here today in front of the altar, keeping its own quiet vigil of respect and honour. The silence itself seemed to sing Moya into eternity and home to heaven, but only for a short while, because in the hours and the days that followed, her home became a place again of friendship and love and kindness and light, a centre of song and deep spirituality.